Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. At sa puntong ito, kasama natin ang may-ari o ang brain behind Peace in a Parcel, si Ira Palua. Magandang araw, Ira!
Hi, Ate!
Good morning! How are you?
I'm really good, Ate. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you for having me.
Ira, firstly, I'm sure listeners want to know more about you. So tell us something about yourself. I know you're still in uni and you're also busy with your business, Peace in a Parcel.
I am Ira. I'm 21 years old, and like you said, I'm a third-year uni student. I'm currently studying a Bachelor of Science, and hopefully for post-grad, I'll be doing medicine, so I'm trying to get into that. I am the founder and owner of Peace in a Parcel, yeah.
So Peace in a Parcel, I heard that Peace in a Parcel started during the pandemic. Can you tell us the story about why you actually came up with this?
Yeah, so it was actually really... sudden. So it was June, July 2020, so last year. And in June, I was doing some journaling. And I just had a random hunch that I would have a business. Like, it came from nowhere because I'm not very big on business. Like I said, I'm a science student. Not something that I've ever really dreamed about. I just had a random hunch, and it was really weird. And then in July, my older, at the MJ, she had a parcel come in for a couple of books, and I was the one to pick it up because I was the one closest to the door. And I went online and I looked up this subscription box for books that I had seen before. And I wanted to get one, but the thing was, I was functioning with a budget, and I wanted to get other things as well. So it was if I use up all my budget on books and I can't get, things like tea or chocolates or candles and other things, and that was the moment that I started then looking at other subscription boxes, and a lot of them had specialties, if that makes sense. They had special categories, and they didn't have everything I wanted. And so I was like, you know what? It might be really interesting if a box existed that had all these things that I wanted, and I wouldn't have to go to all these different websites, to all these different stores to get that one parcel that I would want for the month as a subscription box.
Yeah.
So that was how the original idea, the concept started. And then that day I had lunch and I told mom, hey mom, what would you feel if I said something about a business, a subscription box with this, this and this? What do you think about it? And mom had never heard me talk about businesses before. And she was like, you know what, that's a really good idea. If it's something that you think you could do, on top of your studies, if it's something you're happy and passionate about, go ahead, research it, and then work on it, and then we'll support you. And so I did start researching and scheduling, after a few months, and then the rest of it kind of took off from there.
Wow, brilliant mind. Okay, so I love the name, Peace in a Parcel. How did you come up with the name?
Okay, so this one is another long story. So I was when I was thinking of the purpose of the brand, of the business, I was I want it to give comfort. So this was at the height of the pandemic, in Australia at least, because it was winter, there was restrictions and lockdowns. So I felt that of everything, what I wanted to be able to share to others was comfort. A sense of community also, because people had to isolate. There was so much separation between families, between the different states. So, I wanted to be able to offer comfort. So that was the first part. And the second part was coming from, the business marketing standpoint. And I was I want the name to, alliterate, because then it's easier for people to remember. So the concept was to send peace, and then to send that peace, in mail, by courier, in a parcel, right? So, and then the second part was that it would stick in their minds once they heard it. So I spent a couple of days drafting random combinations of words that would mean sending comfort to someone, and the words would alliterate. And I very, very nearly ended up with a brand named Snuggle Satchel, because Snuggle is comforting. So it's a hug. Mm. And satchel is like a bag. And, yes. you know, if you receive a bag full of the things you love, whether you bought it for yourself or someone you love gifted it to you, like that makes you feel comforted and it makes you feel like reunited with someone you might be separated with. So, yeah, I actually stayed with Snuggle Satchel for, I think, like 3 days until I was like, you know what, I can't shake off the word peace. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, I was doing devotion, like, those days. And because of the pandemic and because also, you know, the whole thing about, like, the social upheaval and, like, the challenges, the challenging of all the societal norms we had kept up for quite a long time, like there was a lot of unrest and there was quite a bit of chaos. So obviously that like brings up anxiety in a lot of people. And so like me doing and focusing on peace for my devotion, like I couldn't shake off the word peace. And then finally I was like just listing random words. And then I jokingly said peace in a parcel because I was tired at that point of like just randomly saying words. And then I said it again and it stuck and I kind of like fell in love with it. And then I spoke to mom about it and she was like, sounds good. It sounds uplifting and it's catchy. So and then peace in the parcel stuck.
What's inside the parcel anyway?
They're the non-edibles. So the ones that come in every box are the candles and soap. So it's like aromatherapeutic things. You know, the candle is like nice and calming and the same thing with the soap. Like refreshing. And then there are the snacks. So people get to choose the drink that they want, which at the moment is between tea, coffee, or juice. And they also get to choose the treat they want, which is between chocolate, protein, and marshmallows. And like it also comes with cookies. And the thing with the products that we offer is that they're all Australian businesses because we want to support local and support small as much as possible. So I have partnered up with, you know, businesses all around Australia, like a few in Tassie, in Sydney, in Queensland, to provide peace and comfort to people via these products. And every now and then, so January is the third month of Peace in a Parcel, but we're hoping in the future to be featuring other products as well, like even as one-off. So in December, we actually partnered with Earth's Tribe and they offer sustainable resources and like alternatives for everyday products. So we had an Earth's Tribe bag as part of the product, like as a free gift, as a way of like giving to people because it was Christmas and also giving back to the environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's part of it. And every single parcel that you get comes also with like a postcard that has a nice graphic, a nice encouraging graphic, and then a greeting on the other side just to, you know, check up on people, ask how they're going, to encourage people to be more mindful, to be more thoughtful and to spend time to really reflect on what's happened in the month. So that's the core of the classic piece in a parcel. What we've done this year, so January now, we've launched a new thing, which is people instead, like they can choose instead to be the ones to put in whatever they want. So if someone wanted like 10 candles for their parcel instead of the usual, the classic mix, then they can do that instead.
How was the early start of the business?
It was actually really daunting. So like I said, the concept of Peace in a Parcel started in July and we didn't go live until late October, I believe, to early November. And so there was that whole period of just planning and researching. And the first thing I did was research all the products I would love to have in it. And then research the small, the local businesses that I could support by featuring in it. And then I started to email them, you know, like just to show interest and to say, hey, I would love to have you guys as part of my brand. If you're interested, let me know. And that part was terrifying because I thought these are all established business people. Who am I that they would notice someone emailing from a personal account, if that makes sense? So I applied to a whole heap of them. And the ones who were like my preferred ones actually offered immediately, and I was so happy to receive that. So from there, Once we had, like, you know, a contract kind of thing, like a relationship, I started trialing the products that they had just to see what I would like to launch with, which flavors I would like for which month. So yeah, the trial period and then the finalizing period of what I would have for which month and then ordering them in. That was the whole, like, logistical side of things. And then there was the social media side, which happened a little later on. I think this was early October or late September. When I started organizing the social media, I started coming up with the schedule for it so that I wouldn't fall behind. And I started drafting the website because I wanted to have a website that it wasn't only functional, but it was aesthetically pleasing as well, because I only remember how many times I've loved a brand, but, like, the website is really difficult to navigate.
Yes.
And the last thing I want is to cause anxiety for people who are trying to find a piece in a parcel.
Exactly,
so, yeah, there was that. So there was the website and then the social media, so Facebook and Instagram, and then coming up with the email as well. So that whole side of, and I think the very final thing we did before launch would have been, like, scheduling the photo shoots. And the photo shoot wasn't actually till after we launched. And I am so grateful because I have friends who are, like, so creative and just honestly so willing to be hands-on with a product and with a brand. And they, like, they do it with honestly as much, if not more, love than I have. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's amazing. So just to have the support of all these people has been really great. So I think that's been the last thing before launch.
Beautiful. And in terms of financial aspect of your business, did you have to shell out money from your pocket?
Yes, but most of it was actually mom and dad. So originally, when I started, you know, drafting and planning the business, I was surprised by how much, like, I calculated that it would take for me to start up the business. And it was such, like, I had to take a step back because I was like, this is not something that I have. And so I spoke to mom and dad and I said, look, I'm going to go to the bank and apply for, like, a starter business loan. I think that's what it's called. And, like, that requires for me to have, like, a business plan. And obviously, because, like, I don't have business background, I don't know how to make it look, like, promising and look stable, because that's something that they're going to look at before they give you the loan.
Yes.
So I was actually just going to ask for mom and dad's help to fill out, like, to prepare the plan. But instead they were like, look, what about we give you some, like, some funding instead to start up, and you just kind of, like, reduce your starting figure, like, reduce the number of units you're planning to start off with so that you can work within the budget that we can give you. And so I did some recalculations and I did that instead. So thanks, mom and dad, if you're listening. That was that's a blessing. But yeah, so I started off with mostly theirs. And once I exhausted theirs, I exhausted the rest of my savings. So I had a few things left behind from when I went abroad, right, for exchange. My trip was cut short because of COVID. So I had some savings left over. So basically, the entire startup fund for Piece and a Parcel came from my parents and my personal savings, my leftovers, and that was what got Piece and a Parcel started.
Wow, amazing! I'm really proud of you, Ira. But in this 3 months, right? These 3 months that you're running the business, what challenges did you ever, you know, experience in running it?
Oh wow! So that's a loaded question, like a question, sorry, because, like, there's so many things that have come up and, like, you know, have become hurdles, I guess. But if I were to reflect on the biggest, I think the first one, I think of, like, I've said it multiple times, is that, like, I come from a science background, so I don't have any, like, business knowledge, like, solid business knowledge to start off with. And the thing that was really helpful with overcoming that was the fact that my parents, both my mom and my dad, they have sales and marketing, so businessy background. And so they really helped me start off and, like, jump from that perspective. They had so much insight and, they were just so lovely helping out with that side of things. So there's that. Second one, I think, would have been that I was running it as a student. Like, at the time that it started, but, like, when it went live, I was in the middle of exam season. So I had to really figure out how to balance my time. And I was already good at balancing my time before, but then to add a massive commitment, which Peace in a Parcel was and is, that required a lot of readjustment. So there was that. But thankfully, I've kind of got it under control now. It's a bit better now. It still surprises me, though, like how much time I have to spend on social media, because that's like the major marketing technique right now. So there's that. Another one, I guess it'd have to be that because I, like the business, the brand is called Peace in a Parcel, I have to be extra mindful of how I'm like expressing and cultivating and pursuing peace in my own life, because it's really hard to be encouraging other people and to be telling other people to, you know, create peace in your life and find peace and make time for peace if I don't have it myself. So I really, it was a hurdle, but I think it was a blessing in disguise, because it's forced me and it's taught me to really take a step back and to focus on, you know, where that peace is coming from. Is it synthetic or is it authentic? I'm actually really grateful that I had to, you know, I had to focus on that and make sure it came from a place like within, and it wasn't just me making something up. A lot of them, like they all turned out to be blessings, and they ended up being all good.
I'm sure you'll do well. And finally, last question, Ira. Where do you see Peace in a Parcel years from now?
I have in my January, so I've been doing like monthly spreads for my journaling. And for January, my goal for Peace in a Parcel is to reach 200 followers on Instagram. And that like seems so tiny from the, like it compared to a lot of the other businesses I look up to. And so to think of what I'd like to wear, like, to think about where I'd like to be a year or 3 years from now is like insane. But honestly, if Peace in a Parcel community family could reach like 1,000 people, like that would bring so much joy, and that would bring so much like just happiness to me, because that's 1,000 people that we're able to reach and to, you know, to build a community with and to send positivity and love and joy to each month. Not only via the products that we, you know, that we offer, but also through the encouragements that we can post and we can send, and just the love we can give on social media as well. So I think that would already be such a big blessing. And I think more charities, I think, that we can help would be amazing. So in December, we raised $150 for Youth Off the Streets, which helps disadvantaged young kids, you know, who might be suffering or recovering from abuse, who's being displaced or have no home. And so that was already such a fulfilling thing to experience, and it's been such a blessing to bless other people. So I think if we can give and send and share more love to other people as well, who are less fortunate than we are, if we can do, I think, like at least 6 other charities or organizations, if we can help at least 6 of them, that will help us to touch so many more lives. So within a year, that's the goal, and that would be, I think that would be amazing if we could do that.
Ira, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you, Ate.
Nice yung makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.